Bank of America broke roughly even in its third quarter earnings. That's despite the bank paying part of its massive $16 billion settlement with the federal government over mortgage fraud that helped spur the financial crisis. WFAE's Ben Bradford has more.
Subtract the more than $5 billion in settlement costs on the books this quarter, and Bank of America would have more than doubled its net income from this time last year. As it is, the bank still earned a little over $100 million. CEO Brian Moynihan described that as a positive step.
We're not suggesting that we won't incur litigation costs going forward, but what this demonstrates is how much progress we've made behind the noise of the significant legal settlements.
After paying out dividends, Bank of America lost 1 cent a share, far less than the 9 cents analysts expected. Sales and trading revenue went up 9%, and the bank saved more than $1 billion on non-legal expenses compared to the same time last year. Much of that reflects dramatic cuts to its workforce. B of A has laid off about 60,000 employees in the past 5 years. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.